Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We've got a great couple hours here for you. Lloyd Auerbach back with us, world-recognized paranormal expert, parapsychologist. Lloyd holds a master's degree in parapsychology. He has 43 years of investigating the paranormal experience and more than 40 years teaching courses on the subject. He's the director of the Office of Paranormal Investigations, president of the Forever Family Foundation, and adjunct professor at Atlantic University, and is on the board of directors of the Rhine Research Center, where he teaches online parapsychology courses through their educational center. Currently, you can see him also in episodes of The Unexplained or Surviving Death on Netflix. His most recent book that he wrote with Rich Hossack and Arnold Rudnick is called Afterlife. Lloyd, welcome back. I can't believe it's been 4 years.
It has. Has it been that long, George?
Yeah. January of 2019, you were last on.
Wow, before the pandemic. That's amazing.
How have you been?
Been good. Been good. Been very busy.
You look like you have been. My God.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people who wanted online classes, and it's been really great for the Rhine Center to be able to offer the classes we have.
Lloyd, how did you get involved in all of this?
In parapsychology in general?
Yeah.
Well, it's an interest that I had since I was a little kid. My dad worked for NBC, so I had a TV set in my room when I was about 2 years old. And unrestricted watching, I watched shows like Topper and One Step Beyond, you know, both of which really dealt with psychic stuff and the paranormal. And when I was probably about 12 or 13, thanks to the TV show Dark Shadows, I was going to the library picking up books on psychic and occult things, and lo and behold, there's science books on parapsychology right there. So that really put me on the track.
And a great track indeed, because you're one of the best, my friend. Rhine Institute still doing some work?
Yeah, the Rhine Center's doing a bit of work. You know, that it was kind of closed down a little bit. They're doing bioenergy research, looking at how healers and even martial artists might give off biophotons and an increasing amount of energy during the times that they're actually doing things. And then, of course, we're doing a lot more of the educational center and working on a few other projects right now.
And this work here, this book called Afterlife, tell us a little bit about this.
So Afterlife is the second in a series of novels. They're paranormal mystery novels. Arnold Rudnick and Rich Hossack, both of whom were involved in television when I met them, I actually met Arnold first, we actually came up with a TV series concept, which, frankly, our timing was not great. we were right before the X-Files, and people didn't want a paranormal show, and then the X-Files came along, and then they didn't want a paranormal show, another paranormal show. So eventually, we decided to resurrect the characters, and Rich is the main writer on the novels, and we based one of the main characters on me. Jennifer Day is loosely based on me. She's a parapsychologist, anthropologist, college professor, and investigator, and also a magician. So those are all things that I do. And then the cases that are underlying the second book, not so much the first book, but the second book, are actually based on a couple of my actual cases. It's been a really great ride, and I'm making sure that Jennifer's commentary is all legit parapsychology. Mm-hmm. And our other character, Nate Rainey, is a cop who has a near-death experience in the first book, but he's a skeptic. Doesn't even buy it, even though his near-death experience helps him solve his own shooting. So it's gotten to be a lot of fun, and we're in the process of putting a third book together.
Good for you. Do you find that the world of parapsychology seems to be growing even more than the 40 years ago that you got into this?
Well, it is growing in the general public. You know, you have the whole ghost hunting community that has arisen because of the popularity of the TV shows. People have come out of the woodwork with their interest in it. They can talk about it now, which is different than before. Even though many of the investigators who are out there really are following TV show protocol and not science, it's been very interesting in that way. As far as the field of parapsychology, it's grown a little bit because we've gotten even more international with more folks in Brazil and a few other countries coming into the Parapsychological Association. Unfortunately, the funding has shrunk in the last 40 years, and that's been very difficult for the field.
Who pulled out?
There were a couple foundations that were putting out money at that point. In the early 80s, it was McDonald Foundation, Jim McDonald's organization.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Fetzer Foundation was giving funds out too, and that seems to have dried up. Right now, the Bial Foundation is the main giver of grants, of bigger grants that are out there.
Was this the Fetzer Foundation out of Michigan?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
he used to own some television stations and at one time owned the Detroit Tigers baseball team.
Yeah, and there's a book about his life that covers his interest in psychic phenomena. But unfortunately, the foundation has gone into a different direction, which does happen to funders.
John Fetzer, if I remember.
Yeah, John Fetzer is right, yeah.
Absolutely. What does parapsychology mean to you?
Well, the term is about the study of psychic phenomena, which covers extrasensory, or I like to call it non-sensory perception, because it really doesn't involve the senses at all. It's not a sixth sense. So it's ESP. We also look at how consciousness directly affects the world around us. We call that psychokinesis, or mind over matter. And, of course, one area that I'm mostly interested in is survival of consciousness beyond the death of the body. So those are the areas that are covered. The field, to me, means it really is a field that studies things that happen with consciousness and things that make us more human or increase our human potential in many respects. Now, there's a lot of things people can do that we're told we're not supposed to do or we can't do. We're told quite often that it's impossible for an athlete to do X, Y, or Z and then, until somebody breaks that record. And then they have an example. Well, this is the same kind of thing. These are all abilities or perceptional processes that we have as human beings, but too much of mainstream science, partly because of the organized skeptics organizations, are afraid to even touch it, at least in the United States.
Is science doing anything like this?
In different approaches. You know, there is a movement in many fields of science to try to figure out what consciousness is. Some of those consciousness researchers working everywhere from neuroscience to biology to philosophy to physics, some of those folks are looking at our research in our field. Many of them, again, because it's academically in the United States, it's taboo to even look at anything to do with parapsychology. So they're coming around, but it's taken a while.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Well, there seems to be an explosion of paranormal research groups and programs like that. Has it grown?
The number of investigative groups has definitely been growing, again, because of the TV shows. There are some that are very serious, which is really great. And the support for organizations like the Society for Psychical Research, which is the oldest organization in the world that really takes a scientific approach, has been growing. It's still not phenomenal, but it's been growing. What we see is that we have a lot of people who claim to be doing research or scientific investigations, and when you really look at what they're doing, they are following methods they see on TV, which are created by producers more than they are by people.
Right, and they need a dramatic ending to the program.
Yeah, they need drama in the program in general. You know, some of the first seasons of Ghost Hunters and Paranormal State was more about the investigators than it was about the actual process of investigation or anything like that. And the fact that they actually started doing things in the dark because they had night shot camera is truly an invention of television more than anything else.
And in most cases, nothing happens for a long, long time. But
right.
They seem to condense it into that 30-minute or hour show
happen. You kind of have to do that because we have certainly had to wait to do a stakeout to see if anything's going to happen.
Sure.
But most of the time, when you do an investigation from a more scientific approach, and not every investigation really is a scientific method investigation. Sometimes it's applying the science we learn in parapsychology. There are things that we do with the witnesses, who are often ignored in these shows, focusing on them because they are the ones who are having the experience. So we're, in some respects, studying their experiences more than the phenomena. And in doing that, what I've certainly found, and many of my colleagues have found, is the phenomena does kind of follow by working with the people who are first reporting it.
And in the ghost investigations, what are they looking for, Lloyd? What are the investigators really trying to find?
Well, we versus them, I'll tell you that. We're trying to, there's two things that's going on. We have, most of the folks in our field have an ethical, I guess you can say an edict. We follow what is requested of us. So the majority of people in a residence call for help or explanation, and that's what we're trying to do. The first thing we're trying to do is find, for each event that is reported, we're trying to look for an explanation that is not paranormal, try to eliminate all of that so we have a core of what's real, what might really be psychic. And we're trying to see if what people are experiencing, what is coming up in these cases, matches the patterns or fits the patterns or adds to the evidence that we actually have from previous cases going back over 140 years. The TV ghost hunter following groups, the folks who follow those shows, are more about getting either an experience, which kind of makes them thrill seekers, or they're going to try to get their so-called evidence. And it doesn't matter if you say that, you know, the devices don't detect ghosts. If somebody on TV says this device detects a ghost, that's what they accept.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine who sold the house, but he used to own Forrest Ackerman's place.
Oh, that's great.
And Ackerman, of course, is the guy who termed the phrase sci-fi. But the place was haunted, and they've had sessions there. They've had seances. They've had all kinds of things with investigators. And then he sold it to an artist who loves it.
Yeah, there was a documentary made. I think it's Paul Davies.
Paul
David. Yeah, I've got his book also, An Atheist in Heaven, about what he believes is communication with from Forrest Ackerman. Really interesting situation.
Where does your work go next?
Well, you know, I have been both an investigator and an educator for a very, very long time, and I like to think that I'm helping to produce the next generation of good field investigators. We have a couple of certificate programs we're doing at the Ryan Center. I may not be doing as many investigations. The pandemic kind of shut things down, although I did have a case that we handled virtually, myself and a few of my colleagues, during the initial stage of the pandemic. We really don't get a lot of cases anymore. Most of the ghost hunting groups do a much better job with social media and advertising, even though their claims are kind of way out there, but because they are kind of making big claims, they get a lot of seen cases. We end up getting sometimes the second level, where the people have had the local ghost hunting groups come in, and now they're freaked out because the ghost hunters freaked them out and didn't help them, and then we're coming in to do the opposite, to kind of figure out what's going on and help them as much as possible. I'd like to see myself and my students do a lot more, my former students do a lot more investigations to pull them away from the big claiming, posers in many respects. I hate to use that term.
But it's true.
But it is true, yeah. And I'd like to see more of them get interested. It's just really a shame that the vast majority of people who call themselves ghost hunters or paranormal investigators are more about either putting out content on the web. A lot of them used to say that they were making TV pilots, and I think some of them still are claiming that, although now they're going onto YouTube. You know, they want to be famous, like the TV ghost hunters.
Sure.
And that's not what we care about.
Generally, when people go on a ghost hunt, what are they looking for? What do they want to find?
Well, the folks who are going out on ghost hunts typically are going to public locations where they, again, are hoping to get to have an experience or get some so-called evidence, which could be anything from an electronic voice phenomena type thing that they think they're getting to unusual readings on various devices, some of which are actually legit scientific devices, although they're not always being used properly. And then they're also trying to get other communication through things like the so-called ghost box or spirit boxes and some of these other devices. They're trying to get pictures of orbs. And all of that is, I guess, say evidence under their belt, although it's not good evidence.
Do you believe that the ghost world is part of the dead, as opposed to something else?
Well, we have two different kinds of categories of phenomena that sometimes get called ghosts. One are the ghost, true spirits or ghosts, or what we use the term as apparition, which seems to be indications that people's consciousness can survive the death of the body. In some instances, they seem to stick around here besides moving on to wherever it is you go next. And there are some very good cases, certainly cases I've had are very, very good, that don't have another explanation, at least as far as we've been able to figure out. And that indicates that consciousness does survive death. It's one of many types of evidence that we have for that phenomena, that survival exists. Hauntings are the imprints, we leave impressions behind. We leave emotions behind. It seems like the environment records our activity, our emotions, and that's the majority of the kinds of things that people report when they say their houses are haunted, that they're picking up something themselves. Everybody's a little psychic, so some people are picking up things that happened in their homes or people that were in their homes, including possibly even impressions of their own activity in the past, and that often gets mistaken as spirits, as ghosts. That's much more common.
What about things like hell and those kinds of things? Do they exist?
Well, heaven and hell are religious concepts, or depending on the part of the world or culture, might be a mythological concept, and there's variations of what those things are. We, in the field of parapsychology, we don't use those terms. There doesn't seem to be really good evidence from the perspective of the people who seem to be communicating with spirits on the other side, whatever you want to call that other side. It's not a hellish landscape. It's not that. In fact, I remember one medium telling me that she, when communicating with spirits, she was told that the hell that they run into is they are confronted with their kind of a life review and all the good and bad things that they did in their lives. And for some people, that might be hell, if you remembered everything you ever did, especially the bad things you did. But there's not like a place that seems to come through. And we don't really have any good evidence in the cases that have come up, in the experiences people have had, unless you put a religious spin on them. And then it depends on the religion that we're talking about, because the same experience could be interpreted completely differently by people coming from different religious traditions.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.